Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jeff Courtney here with us in the studio. No, the ratings won't take a dive, even though you're following up Mario Andretti. But do you ever get a chance to hang out with him by any chance?
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you ever met him before?
No.
Really?
No.
Should we bring him over? I mean, you've never met Mario. We've
Absolutely.
Got a driver that – can Mario say hi to Jeff? He's talking right now. He's talking with Steve. Okay, we'll leave him with Steve. But before you leave here, we'll make sure that you say hi to Mario. What a great guy.
Oh, absolutely. A legend.
He's now, sitting here watching you when you walked in, you're like all smiles. Is every driver like that around a guy like Mario?
I would think so, right? I was listening to your conversation, and, yeah, he's just a legend. I was actually asking Tom if I thought maybe he does so much for IndyCar, I thought he might be part ownership.
Yeah, he's got a race team, I mean, obviously, yeah. And they've had a marketing company and such. I mean, he's still very involved with it. But for everything that they do, I mean, when he was talking about drivers and the safety of cars, and not only the series that you race in, but the cars of today – I mean, it was literally like cigar tubes with wheels is what they used to race in. It had a cutout, and it was metal, and it had a motor in it, and that was pretty much it. And then you put a roll bar in it, and you thought you were safe. And it's come so far, even to where it is, not just IndyCar, but all the way, and it trickles down.
Oh, for sure. Those guys were the pioneers, right?
So right.
I'm not sure I'd get in some of that equipment back then, looking back. But
How do you like Road America? I mean, obviously, you're here in your home state. For those that don't know, Jeff is from the Milwaukee area and originally from Wind Lake, correct?
No, Pike Lake.
Pike Lake. I'm sorry about that. Pike Lake, which is up there.
Hartford.
Yeah, Hartford area. Yeah. Okay, everybody knows. That Hartford Gun Club right down the street. I've shot there before.
So my mother's house is actually the one at the gun club.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I think I've shot her house, too, then.
Yeah, probably. I picked some clay pigeons for grape sodas back in the day.
So what do you think about racing here at Road America, growing up as a kid, wanting to race, wanting to drive, and now you're here?
Yeah, this is a beautiful facility, obviously, and it keeps getting better. They just keep making it better, and the track itself, I'm sure, you know, ask any racer, right? It's one of the top favorites. I've said that all the time, and I've got quite a few laps here, and it's comfortable to be home.
How'd you get into the sport? Like a lot of kids, is go-kart racing or what?
I really never did go-karting. I do now for fun, and I love it. I wish I was exposed to it as a kid. But
now, what kind of go-kart do you have, though? Are we talking 30, 40 miles an hour?
No, I don't have one.
Okay.
It's a rental thing, so I've never even really been in a proper go-kart.
Oh, okay.
Ride, so,
because some of these guys go like 100 miles an hour.
Oh,
it freaks me out. You're an inch off the ground doing 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, I would love to get in a proper go-kart, you know, soon. But just goofing around, I love it. I wish I was exposed to it, but I wasn't. Really, I grew up, my dad was a motorcycle racer. Unfortunately, he passed away when I was, you know, 1 year old, so I had no real connection, but I had older brothers, and they were all into fast cars and motorcycles, you know. I have sisters, too, but they weren't into it.
Yeah.
So I think we just got into that, and we did some amateur racing, motorcycles, snowmobiles as kids, so we were always... whether we were on a track or not, we were racing, right?
Right.
Doing that, and then it just kind of expanded from there. Some motocross, snowmobile, and then eventually into car. And to be honest, I always wanted to be a rally racer, right? I just didn't know the path to get there.
Yeah.
Rally was always a big thing for me, and I knew if it wasn't going to be rally, it had
to. How do you get into rally as a kid sitting in the middle of Wisconsin?
That was the thing, right? I really didn't, and maybe I didn't try hard enough.
Right.
I really didn't know the path. It was just something I always loved, but I knew if it wasn't going to be that, it had to be road racing because I wasn't really into oval.
Sure.
I would love to do that, too. I'd love to do everything, right? But
What's the ultimate goal? Is rally racing?
Well, not anymore. I mean, you know, my younger days have passed me, right? So, if I can put together, a couple more solid years and, go play golf would be fine with
me.
So, trying to make...
Because some guys want to jockey from a series to another series. You're kind of looking for that expansion or that progression, or you're looking for something different. And you're just kind of, you're happy doing what you're doing.
Well, I love sprint racing. Unfortunately, the series is going through some changes right now, and they're, dabbling with the, and now they were bought by SRO, which the writing's probably on the wall that they're going to go to the SprintX format, which I'm not a big fan of. The thing I loved about World Challenge this whole time, and I've been in World Challenge for a long time for that reason, is it's 50 minutes flat out, right? One driver, and you just, put the pedal down and pedal as fast as you can. So, if that goes away, it's, sprint racing may be gone for a while, I'll have to adapt to something, we'll see. Like I said, I feel like I'm driving very well right now, so I'd like to stretch it for a few more years and then see what happens.
A lot of friends and family coming up for the weekend?
Yeah.
Going to have a good contingent here?
I think so, yeah. We always get some good support here, and it's a lot of fun.
Got more than a few Wisconsinites here, too. We had Aaron Tielitz on a little while ago in the Indy Lights series. He's got a big group coming down from the Rice Lake area. So, yeah, we're good, well-represented as far as the state of racing goes. Now, are you like a local racer as far as, like, did you race stocks? Did you go to Slinger? Did you go lacrosse? You didn't do any of that, huh?
Well, Slinger I did just, but amateur level, right? Just goofing around back in the day. But, no, it's always been road racing. I've been, you know, road racing since the 90s, right? So never did anything local except for at this track. So everything else is, you know, all the tracks that we run around the North America and Canada. So.
Well, it's going to be well represented as far as Wisconsinite goes. Jeff, thanks for stopping by for a couple of minutes. And no, we didn't lose ratings. Mario's still here hanging out with you. She'll make sure. That's the reason I'm going to cut you a little bit short so you can at least say hi tomorrow because you're getting ready to get out of here. But it's a pleasure, man, talking to you. And if I bring my boat up to Milwaukee River, I'll make sure I blow the horn real loud as I go past that Riverfront Pizza. And I know you live in that area. So
stop in. I might buy you one.
There you go.
I would like to, if you could just give me 1 second, I'd like to just hit up that we're helping out the Patriot Education Fund this
weekend.
So that was done through a charity auction where someone bought the chance to come be part of our team for the weekend. So we're really trying to help promote that. And, of course, my sponsors, Kenda, X-Analytics, and RecStuff.com.
Right.
But I appreciate you having me on. And
No, because anything you can do for veterans and people that don't nearly get enough appreciation along the way, for us to be able to sit out here and do this, to those that say, hey, you lay your head on a pillow at night and I got you, do whatever you want to do. That's fantastic.
That's how I
Great
feel.
Cause.
Yep.
Great cause.
Excellent.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely,
nice to meet
pal. You. Talk to you soon. That's Jeff Courtney. He's with JC Motorsports, and they're going to be racing here this weekend as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.